Support for this episode comes from my company, Sticky Quotes. Sticky Quotes is a line of inspirational, fun, and quirky quotes printed onto everyone's favorite office staple, the sticky note. Sticky Quotes is all about inspiring people when they least expect it but need it most. To learn more about my company, visit www.mystickyquotes.com and let me know which quote sticks with you.
Are you ready for your dose of motivation? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Motivation Movement, a community of people just like you who want to get up, get going, and crush it in their daily lives. Here's your host, Michael Russo.
Society has created this weird complex, this weird train of thought where, for some reason, your age, which is really just a number, and I'm going to explain why, dictates what you can and cannot do at the given time, at the given moment. So, a few examples. You're only 18 years old. How are you going to start a business? He's 34 and you're 25. It's simply just not going to work out between you guys. It's not the right thing. You're 58 years old. Don't you think it's a little late and too risky to be hitting the gym? To me, and I'm sure to a lot of other people, this is absolutely ridiculous. What matters to me and what matters in your ability to be successful and achieve your goals and pursue your dreams is your willingness to take a risk, your willingness to be creative, and your willingness to learn. Before I break down the age-old idea of ages being a number, let me share today's quote of the day. This is a Mark Twain quote. Age is just an issue of mind over matter. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. So I'm going to share a story with y'all today that embodies this quote perfectly, a little differently than normal. So this is a story of a boy named Hart Maine. It's a great name. He's only 14 years old, and he came up with an idea of manly-scented candles. He was teasing his little sister about all the girly-scented ones that she was selling for a school fundraiser, and, you know, he wanted to do something, and she did not expect him to actually pursue this idea that he was talking about, but he sure, in fact, did and turned it into a nationwide success. Hart Maine actually put in just an investment of $100, and his parents put in $200, and they all worked together to develop these candles as a group. The available scents are pretty cool, and they include campfire, bacon, sawdust, fresh-cut grass, grandpa's pipe, and more. They're called Man Cans, and these candles are sold in over 60 stores across the country, and they've sold about 9,000 units. Now, that is pretty impressive to me, and this kid's only 14. I don't know a lot of people my age. I'm 21. I don't know a lot of people in their 20s who have done something like this, let alone 30s, and this kid's 14. So, as I said before, success is not determined by age. It's determined by your willingness to take a risk, to be creative, and to learn. Like I said before, Hart did all three of those things. No one actually thought he would make something out of this crazy idea, specifically his little sister, but he went out on a limb and made it happen. Sure, he probably did not have all the tools to make this a success, but he worked with what he had. He got his family on board and made an extremely creative and original product. Finally, even if this isn't a huge success in the long run, I'm proud of this kid, and the kid should be proud of himself, and so should his parents and anyone who was involved with this. The kid experienced something that most 14-year-olds don't, and this venture is going to serve as a lifelong learning experience for him. The more experience, the better. The earlier you gain these experiences, the better. Again, this kid was not afraid to take a risk. He learned something in the process, and you know what? He probably was told a million times that you're too young to be doing this. What do you know? How do you have the experience to do something like this? You got to sometimes ignore the haters. You got to listen to feedback, but you got to be selective and know when people are just being negative and don't want to see you succeed maybe, or they just don't believe in you. You have to believe in yourself. And Hart is a perfect example of this. Now, that's all for today's episode of the Motivation Movement, but I want to know, what does this quote mean to you? And to go even deeper, can you think of any stories similar to the one I shared today so we can prove the haters who think age determines how successful you can be? We want to prove them wrong today. I'd love to hear what you have to say, the stories you have to share. Do that by using hashtag The Motivation Movement on Instagram and Twitter, and share your experience. If you have some time, please take a minute or two to subscribe to the show and leave a rating and review. I'd really appreciate it, and I'd really like to know what you think of the show and today's discussion. And please be sure to tune in again for another episode of The Motivation Movement for your daily dose of inspiration.
To learn more about The Motivation Movement, head on over to themotivationmovement.net. There, you'll find more episodes, amazing content, and of course, an opportunity to join the movement yourself. But before you go, be sure to hit subscribe, and we'll talk to you in the next episode.